Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover
sometimes my hearing is really good, and this is one of those times.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Yo, it's on, yeah. Bro.
Yeah, we're going. We're live.
The podcast is back again. glutton for punishment, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. Just doing well, Mr. Man. Yeah. I'm doing well. I, been just cranking stuff out here at the shop. Working on that big ass giant cutting board this week. Kids are good. Nice. Family's good. You know, kids are back in school and, you know, everything is going well there. Yeah, man, just a good week so far, you know, and no complaints, really. Just cruising.
My week's going good, too, man. We bought a car, baby.
Oh, dude, I was hoping we were going to talk about the new car because you've been in my ear about it's like the future. You're riding in the future.
I am. Well, I actually pick up my car today, but I've been rolling in a loaner for the last 48 hours. Years-wise, I'm jumping from a 2013 to a 2023.
Oh.
So,
yeah,
bro, a lot has happened in the last decade in terms of vehicle technology that I just don't have a lot of experience with. You know, because, like, I've driven modern cars, but, like, in a rental car, like, you're not going to futz around with it, and, like, you're not getting into all what that car could do, and it has, like, limited options. So this is the future, man, and the future is crazy.
Wait, you haven't even mentioned. What are you getting?
I'm getting a Volvo XC60, so it's a small SUV. So
it even has, like, a futuristic name, the XC60, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, yeah, but it's crazy, man, because, like, the way that to buy a 3-year-old one at the dealership would have been more per month than to buy a new one.
That's crazy.
Right?
The car market is so screwed up right now. I mean,
dude, I was like, why would I ever buy a used vehicle if that's the case?
Yeah.
What also is crazy is that this is the vehicle my kids will probably learn to drive on. And my, you know, Bubs is 6, so.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you have it for a decade, I mean, those things run. Volvos run forever. Those old Volvos will run for fucking like 300,000 miles and shit.
Well, so now the goal is I had 5 years of driving the Jeep with no payments. So now I want to see if I could get more than that.
How long do you anticipate your payments being for this one? Like 4 years or something?
The payments. Well, I don't know. It'll be up to 6 years.
Okay. So. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get 10 out of it, you'll get more than 10. Those, like I said, dude, those Volvos, if you guys take care of it, they'll run forever, man. Those things just keep cruising.
Dude, like, the technology in this thing is crazy, man. Like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people drive modern vehicles, but for me, this is a new experience. The first of which, I think it's going to make me a better driver, because, like, it has this whole, like, stay in the lane thing, right?
You know about this? Yeah, lane assist.
So, like, I'm used to, like, if there's not a lot of people on the road, I'm not going to turn my turn signal on, change lanes. I'm just going to whip over. Dude, but every time you go to do that, the car swerves back to the lane.
Shut up, dude. It course corrects?
It course corrects. So, like, if you're drifting out of the lane, it pulls the car back into the lane, right?
Wow.
It's not, like, autopilot, but it pulls you in the lane. So, yeah. Like, a couple times, like, it's a weird sensation when you're kind of make a nice, easy turn on the highway to go from the, you know, left lane to the middle lane.
Yeah.
You start to go, and your tire hits the line, and it pulls the car back into the lane. And I'm like, I had to fight it, like, a couple times. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, but if you turn the turn signal on, it completely turns that feature off, you know?
That's interesting. I mean, Lena says, I mean, it makes sense. That's what it does. I've never driven a car with it though. So that would be weird.
Might have like brake assist too. Cause I think with the cruise control, I think it reads off the car in front of you. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So it tries to keep pace with that car, which I thought was pretty cool. unlike my Jeep, which, you know, it had cruise control. So,
Debbie Sorrento, because it's a 2020. It has the brake thing too. Like, so that if you get too close to a car, like, it'll start to brake for you. And it's so, like, you know, it's not super sensitive, but it's sensitive enough that there's been a few times where I've, you know, knowingly let myself get that close to the car, you know, because I was like, oh, it's going to start rolling again, or like the lights changing, and, you know, but the car, man, it's no bullshit. It gets to a certain point, and it'll just lock it up.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. You realize how bad of a driver you are.
So, what did you get for your trade in? Because I know when I trade in my broken ass truck down, my truck was, you know, could barely drive. It was like, you know, beat to hell from the accident and everything. And I still got a ton of money for it. So what'd they give you? Because you're still driving.
I got $8,500 and vehicle needs a new transmission. It has an engine issue and it has multiple electronics issues. It has like $10,000 to $15,000 worth of repairs it needs.
And it's so full of water.
Full of water. Whose car is it? Whose car is it? But yeah, dude, like, you know, so, but you know, they just run the VIN and they just, I don't even know if they drove the vehicle, like, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, if you're not going to do your due diligence, I'm not going to be the one to stop you. But well, yeah,
I think they have to give you what like the blue book is. And because cars are still, market is still.
The blue book said it was 6,000. So they went above the blue book.
Oh, wow. They went above. Okay.
And they gave me like $3,000 off the car because it has 1,000 miles on it. It was like a dealer loaner, you know? So.
Oh, okay.
Look, I haven't actually seen my car yet. We bought it and it was on loan to some dude who was getting his car serviced, right?
That's crazy. You haven't even seen it.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's fine. It's a brand new car, you know, so I'm not really worried about it. And if there's anything wrong with it, I'll just complain like, you know, an entitled Volvo owner should. But it's got like the whole Google thing in it, which is crazy to me. So like you could ask. Oh man, I got to be careful because I have Google in my office.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so you could ask the G guy, yeah, like, hey, turn the heat up, turn the heat down, turn on the seat heaters, turn them off. I got to test to see if it'll work with the windows or not. That's the one that I'm really get. Like, if I ask it, hey, like, lower all the windows, you know? Like,
that would be do cool.
That.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Like, yeah. I don't know. There's some mechanical stuff, so I don't think it's going to turn on the wipers or anything like that. Anyways, the car is really smart. But it's also funny. It's called a hybrid, but it's not, right? So apparently, if you put another battery in the car, you could call it a hybrid. So it's really just like a marketing term. So
really,
yeah. Interesting. But it gets like my Jeep was getting like 15 miles a gallon. This thing gets like 30. So
oh, that's great. That's so much better.
It's the future, dude. And it also has that weird ass like when you stop at a light, the car turns off.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I've driven cars with that, and that kind of. I don't know. It's just whatever. It is what it is. But
dude, like, when I was growing up, man, like my dad was always hocking on me about the starter of the car. Like, don't start it too much, you know, like don't overstart it. Like, cause your starter will burn out. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, well, dude, if every time I stop and start, the car turns on and off, and like, am I going to run through the starter or like, has that technology just grown that much? I don't know.
I don't think it's the engine's actually off. I think the engine just idles differently. You know what I mean? I think it just like goes to like a super idle. I don't understand the not to use your starter. I mean, you have to use your starter every time you start your car. What does he mean by overstart it? I don't understand what he means. You mean like
I don't know,
like turning it over too much, like that kind of thing.
Well, that plus like just turning it on and off too much, like yeah, it was like
Like, it was like, he only complained about this when I first got my license, but it was like, in the same breath of like, you're leaving the lights on in the house, bro, like turn the lights off. So
I get that. I mean, the lights make sense, but excuse me. It's just interesting the way to be like, don't overstart your car. I mean, I don't know. Anyways, it was just funny.
I don't know. But anyways, I'll have to give you like an in-depth opinion of the car after I've driven it for a while. But
you're driving that car now, but just a couple older years version. Older version. Got it.
Yeah. Like it's 3 years older.
Did you get to test drive the one you're buying? Not the one you're buying, but the model you're buying.
A similar one? They offered it, but I said no because
okay.
because I test drove the wagon, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I'm like, that's the thing. Like, we test drove a bunch of cars or a couple cars, right? And like, outside, in my opinion, outside, like, every car drives a little bit differently, but like, this car is not like, that's not the reason we're buying it. You know, like, I drove the wagon and I was like, it's fine. You know, then they said that this one is based off of the wagon, right? The same chassis. Yeah. So I was like, okay, it's going to ride like the wagon, but it's just going to be a little taller. And I've been driving the other one, and that one, it rides fine. I mean, look, the only vehicles that I would buy based on how they drive is an Audi or a BMW. Because, like, those cars, we test drove an Audi Allroad. Dude, those things, it drives amazing. But the way the interior is laid out and everything, like, it's just impractical. Plus, that car was more expensive than a new Volvo. So I was like, no.
Holy.
So, yeah, it was crazy, bro. So.
Well, that's awesome, man. I'm stoked for you guys. I'm glad you're going to be riding in style now, cruising around. No more.
We're going to be styling.
No more worrying about the Jeep breaking down.
Dude, it's nice. It's got a long-ass warranty. Like, I'm going to be good for a while. So, I don't love having car payments again, but, it's better than not owning a vehicle.
Yeah.
And and if you only own one vehicle, it's not bad owning that one to be a little nicer, So that's how we're doing it. So
are your kids excited about it? Do they even care?
Ellie says she's excited, but she knows that if she just fakes excitement for things that I'm excited about, that keeps me happy. And cause like, she doesn't care. I'm like, we got a new car. She's like, oh my God, that's amazing. I mean, like, she's like, is that it outside? I'm like, no, that's a loner. She's like, okay, I'm going to go play with my friends. And I'm like, you don't want to know about this shit anyways. and Bub's like, he doesn't listen. So like, I had to tell him like 47 times that the loner car wasn't our car.
Yeah.
He was like, he just didn't understand it, I guess. Or he just wasn't listening. I think it's more like he wasn't listening. But he has gotten articulate with his arguments. He's going through some development shit right now.
Yeah.
That is freaking me out, man. Dude, you know that song, like, I like it, I do. You know that song?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
So we're in the car and I can hear him singing it. I like it, I do. But it sounded like he said her do, right? I like it, her do.
Yeah.
Fucking Bubs, man. I go, did you say her do? Ellie all of a sudden starts just laughing hysterically. You said her do. You said her do. He's like, I didn't say her do. She's like, but you did say it. I heard it. He's like, I did not say it. Stop saying I said it. And I was like, but Bubs, it's okay. I like it. Her do. And he was like,
yeah.
Stop saying it. I was like, Jesus. I was like, I thought that was a funny dad joke. I was like, whatever, man. I'm like, you're sensitive. I get it. Like, so we go down like three blocks and I look at Jack and I was like, I thought that was a funny joke. And Bubs goes, I could hear you and I told you to stop talking about it. It was like he was possessed by like a 16-year-old. He's like,
He goes, I told you to stop talking about it. He goes, and you're still talking about it. You might think that I don't have good ears, but you're wrong. Sometimes my hearing is really good, and this is one of those times. And I was like, he goes, so I said stop talking about it, so stop talking about it. I was like, dear God, like, touch a nerve, bro? Like, fuck.
He's so. Yeah, and he's making those arguments, or he's coming online in that sense, like as far as like, you know, making his own, like making his feelings known is what I'm trying to say. You know, Frankie's been doing that a lot too. He's been trying to, you know, let us know. He's letting us know more how he's feeling about things that we say and stuff like that. And then Penny the other day, yesterday, I got a dose of the 16-year-old Penny's going to be like.
Oh, God, no. What the hell was that like?
So she got a no from us to go to church group with her friend last minute, like super last minute. It was like 5:45 last night, and she comes out and she goes, hey, Gracie wants to know if I can go to church with her. And it was like, what time are you leaving? She's like, right now. I'm like, well, you guys, like, we didn't, you know, we haven't done dinner. You haven't, you know, there's, you know, you haven't, you're not ready to go. Like, we're not. What time are they coming home? Like 8:30. I'm like, yeah, you wouldn't even have time to eat. You wouldn't have time to do anything. So not this time.
Yeah.
Right. So then the rest of the night, I got the side eye. I got she's being nice to mom, but not nice to me. Or like, you know what I mean? Like she's asking mom for everything. She's giving me the side eye. She's like giving me the sulk. I'm like, dude, what is going on? Like, are you mad at me for like not letting you go to this church thing? Like, what is going on? Like, and the whole night she was just giving me the business, dude. And I was just like, this is, and she's not normally like this. She's not like, I'm like, she's like daddy's little girl. You know what I mean? So like now, like, I feel like, oh my God, this is what's coming. This is, dude, the future.
Season fun is almost over.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, I'm like,
we're gonna get into some serious kids. Then they're gonna start, you know, you like it's great when you have kids, but then they start telling you their opinions on shit, and you're just like, I hate you. Like, what the fuck's wrong? Like, it's just gonna get worse. Like,
dude, Frankie,
like, I want to pretend I like my kids' opinions, but I don't.
Dude, I know. Has Bubs like? Because they're about the same age. I think Frank's a little bit older, but
yeah. Frank's like almost 6 months older.
Yeah. So has Bubs like had any, I know you said he likes Ellie's best friend, but like, I don't know if you meant like in the sense like crushes. I think we talked about it a little bit. Yeah, about it a little bit, but has he made any like interest in like connecting with girls or like wanting to like, get
the only one he wants to hook up with right now is his iPad. Like, honestly, if I told him right now you could have an hour on your iPad but you could never talk to girls again, okay? Or you could talk to girls but you get no iPad time, he would be like, bye girls.
Yeah.
See you, ladies.
Frankie would choose Minecraft pretty much over everything except for maybe food. You know what I mean? Like, if I could give him free Minecraft or free YouTube, like, we'd never see him again. No, the reason I'm asking is because the other day, I got off jury duty this week. Instead of having to sit through it all day, long story short, it was an overpopulated day. So they just freaking let like 150 people go. And I was lucky enough to be one of them. But I get home early and I pick up the kids, and Frankie and Penny are like, you know, we got to get home. And Frankie's like, I got to get home quick, Dad. And I'm like, why? What's going on? He's like, I'm waiting for Jasmine to call me. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, who's this? Like, I know Jasmine, but like, they've never connected on the phone, never did iPad, nothing, like no talk of it, even like no mention of it. And I had to work the day before, and then I had jury duty that next day. And so I missed the GMA taking him to school and then picking him up. There was a moment where I guess he, the next day, basically he's like, yeah, I got her phone number. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, how'd that happen?
Hey. You know?
And he didn't want to talk about it. Right. So then Debbie gets home from work and he's like, Frankie and Jasmine connected on their iPads today. And I had no idea like how it happened or anything like this. And she's like, oh, you didn't hear the story? I'm like, no, what's the story? So G-Maw came home and told Debbie that Frankie got out of school. She picked him up. They're walking out to the car. But before they hit the parking lot, he stopped and had said, G-Ma, hold on a second. And he turns around, walks straight up to Jasmine and her mom, and hits up her mom and says, hey, can I get Jasmine's phone number? Like, can you believe that, dude? Like, the balls on this kid? Like, he's like, hey, G-Ma, hold on. I got to go see about a girl. He went and got the phone number, brought it home, and now they're texting ever since. But I was just like, dude.
It's impressive, bro, because, like, Bubs would be like, if he was like that, he'd be like, well, I don't know how to get a hold of them. And I'd be like, you can't figure that out? And he'd be like, no, so I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. I was just like, dude, the confidence on this kid, man. Like, he's, like, already, like, you know, he's 7 years old. Like, hold on, G-Ma. I got to go talk about the – go meet, talk, you know, get this phone number real quick.
Hold some digits when he's with grandma. That's pretty impressive.
Like, what would you think? Like, I mean, as her mom, like, I think it would be crazy that, like, if a guy, a little kid, like, I don't know, I feel like I'd be like impressed with his, with the fact that he's like has the confidence to do it. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, you're seven. Like, why are you already trying to get people's phone numbers? I don't know. It's just crazy, man.
I don't know, man. If some kid walked up to me and I was with Ellie, man, and they were like, hey, can I have your daughter's phone number? I don't know how I would react to that.
Right? Already at this age? Like, that's just crazy.
I mean, look, I'll put it like this. If Jackie was with Ellie and some kid came up and asked for Ellie's phone number from Jackie, and Jackie gave it to the kid, I'd probably be like, why?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I was a little surprised that she was so willing to do it, but I guess at the same time, I mean, I don't know, today's technology and stuff, everybody's connecting via that way, you know, but I thought it was fucking hilarious, man. I was dying when she told me. I was just like, dude,
that is pretty fucking funny, bro. He's
the confidence, dude, is out of this world. It's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wild, anyways. Man. Yeah. Anyways. I just thought that was funny.
I got to tell you about this. Have you, I was watching movies this last weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't remember because I was stoned what streaming service I found this movie on. But have you seen the movie Immortal with Mark Wahlberg?
No, I haven't seen that movie.
This could have had the most amazing sequence of events leading up to the finale of the movie that I could have ever seen in any movie ever. It was so fucking ridiculous. I have to tell you about it, bro. Because I don't feel like even if I told you, I think if I tell you this, you're going to be more inclined to wanting to go see it for yourself.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then to be like, oh, well, Luke told me about it. Okay. So the movie is about these people, this group of people that when they die, they get reincarnated, okay? And they keep their memories and skills from their past lives, right?
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, but something happened to Mark Wahlberg where when he was reborn, he didn't completely get his memories back. Right. So he just has all these weird ass dreams. He doesn't know what to do. Right. So, of course, you know what happens. He eventually gets it back. And there's a whole group of these two groups of these memory people. Half of them want to end all life on the world because the weight of them, all their memories are just, it's just too hard for them to deal with. Okay. And the other half of them are like, we should be using this opportunity to make society a better place. Right?
Yeah. Learning from our mistakes and whatnot.
Right. So the bad guys are the ones who want to end the world, right?
Got it.
So here's the sequence of events. Strap it on, bro, because holy fuck, this was incredible. Okay? All right.
All right.
So the fucking this will be helpful if I know who the actor is. Hold on. His name is like Jeremy something. Hold on. It's the dude from you ever watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No, but I know the show, the cop show with Andy Samberg.
Oh my god, dude. Wait, is that the name? What's the name? Yes. Hold on.
And it has Terry, what's his face in it? Terry.
This movie didn't even show up. Infinite. I'm sorry. The movie is called Infinite, not Immortal.
Okay.
Infinite.
Okay.
Which is very important. I mean, it's got a pretty well-known quote. Jason Mantzoukas. You know who he is? He's this dude. He's this guy.
Oh, his face is completely blanked out.
Well, okay. Anyways, he always plays a crazy person, right?
Okay.
And so.
Oh, wait. Is that the guy from The League?
Yes.
The crazy guy from The League.
Rodney,
right?
Or Reggie, yes, or whatever the hell is it?
Yes. Yeah, I love him. He's great.
Yeah. So he is like one of those people, and he's like a mad scientist doctor. Okay.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, I could help Mark Wahlberg get his memories back, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Simultaneously, the bad guy is loading up the bomb that will kill all life onto a cargo plane, right?
Okay.
And he's getting that shit ready.
Yeah.
To get Mark Wahlberg's memories back, their idea was that we're going to put him in this tank, right? And drown him. Okay.
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 Yeah.
But you know, like they say, like the moment before you die, like all of your memories flash, like your whole life flash before your eyes.
Yes.
Their idea is that, like, by making it a slow death, they could bring back all of his memories, right?
Got it. Yeah.
Kind of like forcing it, right? So as the guy is getting ready to get on this plane, they're drowning Mark Wahlberg. Okay. Mark Wahlberg dies. Okay. This dude gets on the plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His teammates freak out. They flush him out of the thing. They start doing CPR. Okay.
Yeah.
He wakes up. They're starting the plane.
Yeah. It's a taxiing. Okay.
No, it's not taxiing yet. It's starting.
Oh, it's not taxiing. It's just starting. Okay.
Yeah, it's the start. Mark Wahlberg's like, I have my memories back, but I'm a little fucked up, but we got to stop this bomb.
Yeah.
They're like, no shit. So he grabs a samurai sword, okay?
Of course.
Throws it on his back and starts running out the building, okay?
Yeah.
Plane is starting up on the runway.
How close to the airport is he?
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Okay?
Because he's running out the...
He runs out the building, and he sees a motorcycle, right?
Oh,
hops on. Keys are in it. No problem, right? He just starts, takes off, right? As
helmet,
he takes
no
off,
helmet. Helmet, no helmet,
no helmet. Fuck no helmet, bro. You got to see his face.
Yeah, it's
so
true.
He takes off, right? Plane starts taxiing down the runway, right? Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm seeing where this is going. At least I hope I do. Let's go.
Mark Wahlberg starts riding the motorcycle through the woods, right? I'm thinking like he's gonna bust out of the woods and the plane's gonna be at the end of the runway, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna do some kind of thing to get on the plane. This is what I'm thinking. Right?
Yeah.
Nope. Plane takes off. Plane is in the air now. Not like he could do a motorcycle jump and grab onto it from the wheels or some shit. Plane is in the air. Okay?
It's already flying. Got it.
It's already flying. He's still driving through the woods. Okay? Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All of a sudden, he busts out of the woods, and it's, of course, a big grass field, whatever. Right?
Yeah.
Kind of going upwards on a hill, kind of a trajectory, right?
Of course.
They show the plane, and the plane is now flying over like a bay, right? Okay. But it is lower than the cliffs that are around it.
Okay? Oh, of course it is. It's gaining altitude. It's gaining altitude,
but it's very slow. It's not like a normal plane that just goes straight up and like, let's go. This plane is like, hey, we're going to take our sweet time, like a nice, slow, gradual, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark Wahlberg perfectly times the jump off the cliff onto the wing of the plane. I mean,
on the bike,
on the wing, skids the bike across the whole top of the plane, and he slides across and stops in the middle. Okay?
Okay, perfectly.
perfectly. Okay. It, like, he almost fell off, but like, still, yeah. I was like, holy shit, bro. Like, yeah. How he made that jump was, like, I've watched all of the Fast and the Furious movies. Okay. And to me, the bar for ridiculous, crazy ass, we should die stunts is set pretty high. And this was incredible. Then he proceeds to use the samurai sword to get into the plane. Okay.
Cut through the hole.
I forget how he had to do it, right? Because I was pretty high when this happened. And I was like, I was debating, should I wake up Jackie and rewind this scene? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, because it was that crazy. And so he gets in the plane. Then he fights the dude in the plane, and he has to, like, stab the samurai sword into the bomb or something. He didn't quite understand it. Eventually, the plane starts to have lots of issues. Engines start flying off. It's exploding. They all fly out of the plane with the bomb, right?
Okay. Okay.
And he, while skydiving, he destroys the bomb, right?
By stabbing it with the sword.
By stabbing it. But the other part that was kind of amazing is that the bad guy had this gun, right? This special gun that if he shot you in the back of the head with it, one of these infinite dudes, right?
Yeah.
Basically it would kill you, but instead of your body basically transcending to heaven or whatever and coming down into a new body, right? Okay. It would get loaded onto a USB drive, right? Okay. Okay. Preventing you from being immortal again.
Oh, okay. Right? That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you destroy the USB drive, then it's fine. But as long as he's trapping it. So Mark Wahlberg, while skydiving, takes this guy's gun from him. Oh, by the way, he did get shot in the head on the plane. And I was like, well, he's dead forever now. But no. And this is a part maybe I missed. He had this metal plate in his head. So he was safe.
Wahlberg did.
And I feel like I'm high just telling you the story.
But I'm high listening to it.
Dude, but he shot the guy in the head, perfect shot, while skydiving after dismantling the bomb in the air. So the bad guy can't reincarnate, right? And bad guy can't reincarnate. And then Mark Wahlberg dies. But from the fall, but he gets reincarnated into a young Thai gentleman. So he wasn't Mark Wahlberg anymore. He's just Thai dude, you know. But the whole thing was like, I was like, every time I'm like, I've found the pinnacle of ridiculousness. I was like, this has to be like it's on a stunt level. The only thing I could think of that was almost kind of like this is remember like in Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise is trying to get on the cargo plane and he's like hanging off the side of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was like a real stunt. That was Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he does all his own.
Mark Wahlberg did a CGI version of it. But, I mean, because, again, it's going to be pretty hard to nail that jump from the cliff onto the plane wing. So,
you know who could do it is Jackie Chan. He could do it. He would have done it.
He could totally do it. and he would fall into the plane through like the windshield and save the day.
Yeah, yeah. Did Wahlberg as a young Thai gentleman have all his memories?
Yes.
He kept all his memories.
What happened was he was a young Thai gentleman and like their memories don't happen like at birth. They happen like at puberty or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. So at least I don't know. Some of them it was very confusing.
I mean that would be a lot to take on as a you know infant and then a you know child. So it makes sense that they would come online, I guess, as they get older. That would make sense, I guess.
Well, the part that with the bad guy was that his memories would come online while he was in the womb, right?
What?
Fully, yeah. So he was like, you don't understand what sitting in a womb for 9 months while your body develops is like. Mark Wahlberg's like, no, I don't get that. So I get like a guy is tired of dying and having to go through that experience over again. I mean,
yeah, being born over and over again, having to go through birth every time, that would suck.
Oh my god, dude, yeah. Like, whose vagina am I going to slide out of this time? What's my situation going to be like? Like, Like,
that is a crazy movie, dude.
It was crazy. But at the end, Jason Mantzoukas. Oh, one of the lives that Mark Wahlberg had was a sword maker in like samurai age Japan. Right,
the samurai sword. I get it.
Yeah,
now.
So he knows how to use and make samurai swords.
Okay.
So Jason Mantzoukas comes up to this Thai teenage kid, and he's got gray hair now because it's another 15, 13 years later.
Yeah.
Whatever. And he goes, he sees the character who's reincarnated Mark Wahlberg, and he was like, "Hey," he goes, and like his dad's sitting there looking at him like, "What the fuck?" And he goes, "Hey, this is for you," and he hands him the samurai sword. He's like, "Give me a call when you remember." And like the kid was like, as soon as the kid touches sword, he like looks at him. He's like, "Oh, I remember."
Oh, like, shut up.
Good. You know, and then I'm like, man, I mean, this, like, the thought that this movie will ever have a sequel is, is unlikely because already they killed Mark Wahlberg. But if they did, I would be down for this.
Like, oh, yeah.
This was so ridiculous that I was like, I am in. So
I haven't even seen it, but I want to now just from hearing about it. I got to watch it.
Infinite,
now.
Bro. Yeah, infinite. I feel like, you know, 2022, it was either 2021 or 2022. One of the most ridiculous movies I watched was that movie Asphalt Burning, right? And this movie here just was like, whew, crazy. Look, if you guys listening have any movies that is just so bad and ridiculous that you think I need to see it, send it to me because I will watch that shit. I don't care if if it's insane, I'm in.
Send us ridiculous movies through 19. What is it again?
908 Pop Bong.
908 Pop Bong. There you go.
Yep.
Send us your crazy movies. When you told me before we started this thing that you said you have the most ridiculous Marky Mark movie ending scene, I immediately flashed to The Big Hit. Remember The Big Hit? Oh, come on. You don't remember The Big Hit where they're all assassins? He's Lou Diamond Phillips.
Dude, this is an old one.
God, this is super old, bro. This is like 90s old. He's got the very end of the movie. They're trying to do a hit on Mark Wahlberg because, like, you know, they're all bad guys and he's a bad guy, but they're worse guys, and there's some like money involved where. And he didn't want to take a cut, so they're now trying to kill him over it or something like that. I think that's the premise or whatnot. But the very end of the movie, they're fighting in this building that has like a big staircase with an open middle. And they have like these, he has bungee cords strapped to him. And he's jumping off the top of the thing and he's bungee jumping inside this building while having a gunfight. They're fucking shooting each other. Are you trying to research it right now or what?
Oh, here it is. Came out in 19. It came out in 1998. The Big Hit.
The Big Hit. Yes.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's a movie. Wow. You haven't seen that, bro.
Look, my favorite movies usually get a 3 or 4 star rating. And this one has a 6, which is like getting a 3, which is impressive. I mean, Lou Diamond, Christina Applegate's in it.
Yes. Yes.
And Avery Brooks. I don't know who he is. But I am in on this.
Oh, dude. It's great. It's great. It's young Marky Mark. So, right. He's, you know, he still has that, like, that Boogie Nights kind of youngness.
Well, I was going to say Boogie Nights is the movie that came out before this.
Yeah. So he's right.
And then, after this though, it gets rough for a minute. The Corruptor. Do you remember that?
I think I do remember that one.
Okay. Three Kings. You remember that one?
Oh yeah, out there in the desert with Ice Cube and Clooney, right? Clooney.
Hold on. Yes,
Clooney. Yep. Yeah.
And And then after that was the Yards. I don't know what the Yards was.
The Yards.
But then it was. But then it was Perfect Storm. The Perfect Storm.
Oh yeah, that was a good one. That was the big hit for them, for him and I remember.
Still though, it only got a 6.5, and then it was Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Rockstar. Yeah, the Truth About Charlie.
This is when he took off. Yeah.
The Italian Job.
Ooh, that was a good one.
I Heart Huckabees, Four Brothers, which I love Four Brothers. Have you seen
that? That was a great one. That was a great one.
Oh, dude, when they're out on the frozen lake, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And he comes walking out of like the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's in some great movies.
Well, then he did Invincible. Then he did The Departed.
Oh, Invincible was so good, dude. And The Departed. I mean, are you a cop? You a cop? You got to tell me if you're a cop. I'm not a cop.
Then it was Shooter. Shooter We Own the Night. The Happening. What the hell is The Happening? Then he hit a slump. We Own the Night, which apparently is pretty good. Then it was The Happening, Max Payne.
Oof. Ooh, yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Which I played the video game, dude. I was so disappointed. Mark Wahlberg has actually, come to think of it, has ruined two video game movies for me that I know of.
What's the other one?
Uncharted. Uncharted is a great PlayStation video game series.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they cast him in there, and like
I saw the movie.
You know, it's like Mark Wahlberg is one of those actors who's always like, okay, we're gonna put Mark Wahlberg in here, but it's gonna be Mark Wahlberg playing a samurai, and it's like, yo, what's up? Well, I'm got my sword here. What's going on? You know,
yeah.
You know, so he's never I wouldn't call him a good actor.
No, I mean, yeah, he's definitely not. I wouldn't call him a character actor. You know, he can't really change himself. You know what I mean?
But I would say almost all of these movies on this list, you would probably remember.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen most of them. Did you see the new one? What's the one where he's in jail? Cause he's
Spencer.
Spencer, yeah, Spencer. I like that one.
Yeah, with Duke Winston.
Yeah, I haven't seen Father Stew yet. I haven't seen that one. That's like one of his newest ones. I haven't seen that. Dude, one of the best 90s music videos, too.
wait, he put out. Father Stew, right? I didn't even know about this. But on here, Father Stew is rated at 6.5 stars.
Yeah.
But the deleted scenes for Father Stew are rated at 7.4 stars. So the deleted scenes have a higher rating than the actual movie.
You got to watch that director's cut probably to see those deleted scenes. I gotta
get on this director's shit, man. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean, I'm a fan, dude. I like Wahlberg. I've always been a fan. Like you know, I said.
He's
Do you remember the video? Do you remember the music video from the 90s?
Yeah, of course I remember. But, you know, like Mark Wahlberg, though, he's one of those actors, man, that he has said a lot of really shit that, like, you don't want to, Mark Wahlberg, you don't want to deep dive on Mark Wahlberg and his news stories that are not movie related. Like, it's kind of racist, you know? It's like, God, Mark, like what are you getting, asshole, man? I hate it.
Yeah.
And like I love an actor and then I find out some like personal shit about them and I'm like, why are you such a fuckbag? Like I like the person you play more than I like the person you are. You know?
That's why I mean that's that you know, they're actors, you know what I mean?
You heard the shit about Brad Pitt, right?
About his kid? And
beating his kids
choking
out his kid on the plane. Yeah,
in the plane. Yeah. I mean, you say his kid. The dude's like 17 or something. You know what I mean? He's not a kid, but still, Brad Pitt shouldn't be choking out his child. But I mean,
there's no excuses for that, bro. Like,
I don't know. But I'm just,
dude, if my dad choked me out, my dad tried choking me out right now, man. I would not be cool with that.
I'm not saying he's cool with it. I just mean like when people said like when I first heard it, they're like he's choking it. You know, he's choking his child. I was like, really. How old is this kid? Like, he's choking a little kid.
Does that make it better though? Like, if you choke out like a 10-year-old versus choking out like a 17-year-old, is that? Oh well, 17-year-old could have fought back. So,
I'm just saying, the 17-year-old was probably being a fucking asshole little kid, a fucking asshole 17-year-old. You know.
I mean, look, I want to choke out Bub sometimes, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to emotionally traumatize him like a normal adult.
Yeah, exactly. This is so crazy to me. It's crazy to me that celebrities like that get in trouble for stupid shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like
the Kevin Spacey shit.
Cameras everywhere, man. People are as soon as you walk in.
Like Kevin Spacey, right? He was trying to make sexual advances on all those boys and shit. There was no cameras back, like, doing that shit. Like, there's no cell phone cameras when he was doing that.
That's true.
Fuck, you heard about what Ezra Miller's been doing?
No.
The dude from the Flash movie?
No.
You know who I'm talking about?
Is he the guy who plays the Flash?
Yeah, he's the guy who plays the Flash. From the Justice League and all that. Dude, that guy has kidnapped people. Okay.
What?
He's done home invasions. He just pled guilty to, dude, fucking Google his name, Ezra Miller, and look at the news headlines. This dude is like he had either a mental breakdown or something. But like, so he started going fucking bonkers. He started breaking into neighbor's house, stealing booze. He kidnapped some family. He tried to extort some people. And like, he's doing all this horrible shit. And he's getting in all this trouble, right? And he's got this Flash movie coming out, okay?
Yeah.
And like, he was doing a thing where when the authorities were trying to detain him, to question him about this stuff, he was flying all over the world doing all kinds of stuff, and he was trying to play like a catch me if you can kind of thing. Like, I'm too fast to catch.
Shut up.
Dude, I'm telling you, this fucking guy was going crazy. I'm like, come on, man. Like,
wow. Yeah, you know, so U.S. actor Ezra Miller gets fined and is on probation for break-in.
Yeah, but he had to plead guilty to get probation.
But
look at the other charges. Like the other charges against him are ridiculous. It was
guilty for trespassing charge. He had to plead guilty to avoid jail time. Cuts plea deal ahead of Vermont burglary hearing. Wow, man. That's crazy, man. How do you get a
timeline of his controversies? Like, come on, bro. It's like,
how do you get to that point? Like, don't you have an agent and like people like
2011, charged with marijuana possession. 2020, appears to choke a woman outside a bar.
What?
2022, delivers a cryptic message to the Ku Klux Klan. 2022, charged with disorderly conduct and harassment. 2022, gets a restraining order filed against him. Also 2022, second degree assault charges. Accused of grooming.
What the hell does that mean?
That's like where like basically you know, like older dudes like basically they try to train younger kids to be
subservient. I wasn't thinking not good.
More parents come in June, come allegations in August, accused of burglary. And then he's like, I have complicated mental health issues. Like, no shit, bro.
Yeah.
But it's like, I keep waiting because, you know, this Flash movie is supposed to come out this year. And like, you know, I'm a huge nerd about this stuff. Ever since James Gunn came to him, because have you watched Black Adam yet?
I haven't yet. Is it good? I heard it wasn't great. So I haven't watched it.
Better than Wonder Woman 85.
Okay. Well, then I guess I can watch that then.
I mean, because that movie is horrible.
Yeah.
But no, like James Gunn moved from Disney to DC, and he's canceled like every single project except for Black Adam, The Flash, and Aquaman 2. Right? Batman development shit that he didn't cancel. But like, so he canceled all the stuff, and I keep waiting for him to cancel the Flash movie. And because it has Keaton in it as Batman.
Oh, because
it's
because DC has no creativity, so they're doing the Flashpoint Flash story again, which basically, to give you a idea what this is, they've done a animated movie on this, and they did it on the Flash TV show, and it's basically where the Flash wakes up one day and he doesn't have any powers anymore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's because one of his villains went back in time and
the Reverse Flash.
The Reverse Flash stopped his mom from getting killed.
Yeah.
But it had a butterfly effect that affected everybody. So then he ended up getting the Flash powers back through the most ridiculous means necessary, and he went back in time and he tried to fix it, and it kind of rebooted the DC universe, right?
Yeah.
So like they've already done it twice in animated and in television, and now they're doing a movie on it. And I'm like, you guys can't come up with any other stories that he has? Like, you got to redo the same shit for the third time? So like, oh my God. So like, yeah. So they have like three movies. I keep waiting for him, you know, to get fired or whatever. Aquaman movie. Amber Heard was the female lead in that movie. They basically refilmed all her scenes. I think they recast her, right?
Oh, wow.
Because of the Johnny Depp thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, like, that's a huge he said, she said situation. You know, and I'm like, you know, and then they have the there's Shazam 2 movie, which I'm like, is probably going to be as bad as Wonder Woman 85, you know?
So did you like Shazam 1?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Bubs has watched it like 10 times.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
He loved it.
Did your kids watch Wednesday?
Not yet, but Ellie has been nagging me about it because she found out that I watched it without her. So
did you? Oh, you watched it?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Oh, okay. So I haven't watched it yet, but Debbie watched it, and the kids were all over us about it. And but did you think it was like... Debbie keeps saying she thinks it's too old for the kids. Like it's like it would be too scary or too, you know, not really kid friendly. What do you think?
They might not get it all, but I think that they would like it. Because like the monster in the show is not that scary. He jumps out and scares you sometimes, but not that scary. But like Ellie is really into watching all this teen drama shit. Right.
Yeah.
And she watches English dubbed novellas. Right.
Oh, what? Dude,
Like they'll go the whole show. You could tell it's been dubbed. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they go into like a musical scene and it's in Spanish. Right.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
And I look at her. I'm like, you understand this? She's like, no, but I like it. You know, she watches all kinds of dude. She was watching this fucking ridiculous show. Did I tell you about the Dance Monster show she was watching?
No.
Dude, so it's like.
Wait! You did tell me about this.
Like it's like, so you think you could dance?
Yeah.
Combined with the Masked Singer kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. So she watches all this weird ass shit. So I think that she'll like it and get it, but I think Bubs will. I don't think he'll be into it. So
yeah, I was just curious, just because we were literally just talking about it yesterday, and I was like, I was curious if your kids had seen it or not. Have you ever caught a baseball or a basketball or any sort of ball at a sporting event?
No. Why? Did you catch a ball recently?
So I was at work the other day at the basketball game at USC, and I sit courtside for the games. That's where they broadcast from, obviously. And in the 6 years I've been doing it or longer, we've had players come over the table on top of us and stuff, like going after a ball or whatever, but I've never had a pass come my way, like an errant pass, you know what I mean? Or like,
oh my God,
you know,
did you get hit?
No, bro. I was sitting there and watching the game. Like I always do. Boom, 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 boom. They're running back and forth. And they come down to our side and the opposite team has the ball. It was, it was Utah, and they were coming down and USC was defending them and they played good defense and they were just passing, like couldn't get into anybody. And this one guy from all the way across the court on the other side threw like a over the head, like a soccer throw in kind of pass to the guy that was like directly in front of me. And the guy cut out of the way because he thought the pass was going to go the other way. And the ball came right at my head and I fucking reacted and I put my hands up and I fucking caught it. Boom! Like with two hands. And yeah, bro, it was awesome.
Was the game televised?
Yes, it was on ESPN. It was on
ESPN. Where's the footage, yeah, man? Can we see it?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and look for it.
Did the announcer say anything? Like, oh!
My buddy, who's the radio guy, was like, Jordan, he was like, and we got a play right in front of us, and oh, my radio engineer, Ben Conroy, best hands in the league, comes up with the ball.
It was, dude, awesome, I want to see this, man.
I gotta try and find some footage of it. I mean, but
you're gonna have to find it because I'm not gonna watch a whole game looking for this pass.
No. I'll see if I can find it.
Maybe they zoomed in on you on the camera and like
that's what I was hoping for. I just thought that was so funny. And the ref came over and gave me like a dap, you know. He's like, nice hands.
Dude, we could parlay this into some, like, you know, people checking out the podcast, man.
I know. But it was awesome, man. That was so much fun. I did, when I was a kid, I did catch a couple foul balls at Angel games throughout my youth. So
I can tell you right now, if there was a baseball coming towards me, man, I'd probably duck. I want to say, like, I would do some kind of super pass or catch or some shit. No.
They weren't, and the ones I caught weren't like, it wasn't, they literally like came right to me. Like it popped up and like, I, you know, it wasn't like a hard hit or anything, but yeah, I did have a couple of those when I was a kid. Yeah, man, but I was proud of myself. I reacted and I was so proud of myself that it wasn't one of those moments where I'm down looking at my phone or I'm, you know, reaching for something down below or something. Can you imagine, dude, on national TV where I got smacked right in the face?
Dude, you got drilled in the face with a basketball and it was on fucking television, man, that would be the intro for our podcast. And Smith comes out of the court, passes it to the side, and bam, right in the face of our radio engineer, Ben Conroy. He is out like a light. Oh, man, call the ambulance. We need, he's bleeding. Yep, he's bleeding.
Dude, that would be the
intro to the podcast.
Yeah. I would never hear the end of it, bro, if that would have happened. You know what I mean? Because, like,
how many balls in the face jokes would you get?
All of them.
People love trolling you as it is. Send Ben all your balls of the face jokes. At Condorosa Creations on Instagram.
Yeah. Dude, it was so funny, man. But yeah, no, it was felt good. Felt good.
Yeah,
I got one other story real quick, unless you anything.
We're not. Look, as soon as this podcast is over, I got to go pick up our new car.
I know. I'm excited for you. So let's wrap it up. Just quickly, Friday, we were playing. We were hanging out. Anna's over. Kids want to play, or Penny really wants to play a board game of some sort. So they decide on left, right, center. Have you heard of that one? It's a dice game where you has a three black dots on one on or has three black dots has three dice and each side has either a black dot on one side, a star on one side, or left, right, and center, or wait, left, right, and I think that's it. Anyways, so you play it and you basically are like rolling the dice and you have to these little tokens that you have to either pass if you you know if you get three dots that you get to keep them. If you get a right and left or the star, you have to pass one either way. So anyways, Frankie watching YouTube, obviously, because it's Friday. We all know. Yeah. And I go, hey, man, come play a game with us. He's like, ah, Dad, it's YouTube day. I only have a couple hours. And I'm like, come on, man. You've been watching it for a couple hours already. You know, let's go play a game with the family. And so he goes, okay. I'm just telling you, though, Dad. I'm warning you now. I'm taking all the money because you play for each round is worth a dollar. So you play for a dollar each round. Dude comes out, wins five of the $6, takes it, says, I told you, Dad, you shouldn't have had me come play. I took all your money. And he went back in and went back in and watched more YouTube before bed.
Dude, are you concerned that he is outperforming you on multiple levels right now?
Oh, dude, he's already outperforming me, man. He's he's the future.
Seriously, he would have caught that ball on the sideline and fucking like spun it on his finger and threw it back in the game.
Dude, I know this kid is he's killing it, man. He's I don't know. He might be a cyborg. I'm not sure, but
possible.
so funny though, man. He was just like so proud of himself. And every game he gave me, like every time he won like a dollar, he just gave me a look like, that's right, old man. I told you I was going to take your money. I think that's it for me, man. That's all I got. You got anything else? You want to wrap this bad boy up?
Yeah, I do have something. So if you're listening to the podcast today, which is Friday, of course, I am dropping a new playlist.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be called Fight Music. The way it works is I will post this online. There will be a link to a Spotify playlist. I'm going to lead it off with one song, which is going to be Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right to Party. And then everybody else can add as many songs as they want to this playlist. Last time I had almost 50 collaborators who added at least one song. And, you know, this is music is to, it leads into my shout out for the week. This is music because a buddy of mine, and I think you know him, Ben.
And mine, yes.
Yep. I know Jerry. Jerry had, his last name sounds like.
Don't even try it. Don't
the fireball move from Street Fighter.
Hayukin!
Yeah, Jerry with a G. Hayukin! Hayukik! Right? That's Jerry's name, but his account is kind of like, if you, I'll put a link to it when I post the story.
Yeah.
But anyways, the sad news is that he has fought cancer before and won, and his tumor is back, and he's going to have it removed, and he's going to have to go through some treatment. And he said, hey, dude, he was like, could you drop another playlist? I need music to fight to, because I need to kick cancer's ass. So participate. Are you opening your garage door? Who is there this week?
Nobody. My dog is outside barking at somebody, and I realized she's down the street barking. Harley, come here.
This is what happens every single time Ben's dog leaves. Wait, aren't you the only one home?
Yeah, that's why I'm tripping. I left it because the garage door was open. I closed it right before the podcast, and she must have snuck out on me. Come on, Harley. Get over here. There you are. Good girl. Good girl. Sorry, Jerry. I didn't mean to interrupt your segment. But
Jesus. Anyways. You know,
I got the dog back.
Yeah. If you want to try to spell his name, it's G-E-H-A-J-U-D-U. I can't even say it right.
You can literally just type in a bunch of consonants.
If you punch your keyboard. Yeah. Just punch your keyboard, and that will take you to Jerry. But
yeah.
Oh, he has it phonetically. Hi Duke is, it's not Hayukin. It's I don't know. Even his first name is spelled wrong. But regardless, he's a good dude, and he's been cursed with this horrible name and having to fight cancer. So if you guys go on there, if you have some music that gets you all riled up, get you ready to fight, please add some songs to the playlist. It'll make our guy feel a lot better. So that is Jerry Hojulia.
Yeah. Dude, Jerry, you're gonna kick this thing's ass, man. I know you will. So we're gonna be all here supporting you. Do me a favor, just add "You're the Best Around" right after your.
You need to add it. People take pride. This is the thing with these playlists: is when I drop them, right?
You're gonna drop it while I'm asleep, though. That's what I'm saying. I want my song to be like the next one.
You get notified with every single comment.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
I didn't hear what you said. I was talking, but yeah, I just want it to be like the next song down. So I figure if you could just tag them. I'll try,
but that would break tradition of me only adding one song.
Okay, then I will make sure I will get up at 6 a.m. or 3 a.m. when you post it, and I'll make sure I get that tag.
But if you're on Spotify and you find me on there, they're all named Luke's Magic Playlist Volume whatever. I don't even know what volume of the playlist this is.
This is gonna be like 9, I think. I was just looking at them the other day.
Let's see.
I think you had like 8. I think Halloween was like one of the last ones. I think it was eight or nine or playlists.
Let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 8 was the last one.
Yeah, okay, so 9.
We did the Halloween.
We did summer barbecue. We did what was this one? My Song, My Story, which was a really cool one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We did movie soundtracks. These playlists have been really popular. Like the first one I did as a joke, and 30 people did it, and there was 10 plus hours of music. The second one was Shop Dance Party. That one had 40 hours of music.
Yeah.
And over 50 people join it. There was the Shop Sing-Along one. Oh, that had 35 fun. People. That was a really good one with 21. Then there was the movie soundtrack. That had 40 people and 27 hours of music. And then it was Summer Barbecue. And that had 17 with about 8 hours of music. And then we did the Halloween Party. And that one had 26 people and 11 hours of music. So let's fight for Jerry. He's a good dude. And he's got a hard to pronounce name and hard to spell. So that's my shout out and my announcement all rolled into one. Enjoy.
Nice, man. Well, Jerry, like I said, we're all here pulling for you, man. So kick this thing's ass, bro. And we'll be here every week talking about it. My shout out isn't really I just want to say what's up to our friend Luke.
Hey,
I'm an idiot. Our friend Lee from Regal Street. Dude, again this week, just blowing me away. Did you see him use his CNC to put a border on the side of what I think is a cutting board? I'm not sure exactly what it was, but he used his CNC in a way. He moved it like he strapped or he like clamped this board to the edge of his CNC table.
Uh-huh.
And then he moved his CNC all the way out so that the Y axis, which one's the one that goes across like this?
Did he put the CNC like the board into his CNC board wasteboard?
He must have. He if you look at his stories, you'll see it, or his page, you'll see it. It's like he moved his CNC out far enough that the board was strapped to the side of his bench, and he used it to carve out the side, you know, put a design on the side of a cutting board or what I think is a cutting board. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but I was like, that is fucking genius, man. I've never seen anybody do that. And I think adding some sort of like carve like that on the side of a board would be fucking pretty sweet, man. I don't know. I just thought it was cool. Blew me away as Lee usually does. So I thought that was pretty slick.
Fudging Lee.
You see that?
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not pretending to understand because I'm not a CNC guy, but it looks pretty cool. You know, yeah. I was like, damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty pretty impressive that his CNC spindle comes. Like, you got to. Yeah, you really got to. It's not easy to set it up like that, but the way he did it is fucking clever. So, way to go, Lee. Way to impress us again.
Yeah, man. I thought that was really cool. So, that was my shout out for the week. There you go. Check out
Lee. Let's shout out some Patreons. These are the guys who give us their money weekly. We really appreciate it. So thank you guys. Specifically thanking our Patreons, Kyle Foote from the Footwork Woodworks, Matthew Girard from the Wooden Moustache, Lee from Regal Street.
Man.
Always impressing. Oh, man. Big Mike Holmes from the Broken Lead Woodworks, Dave One Grit Wirt, soon to post a story as a reel. My mom, Elise Gelman, Dave the Thriller Miller, he's got a beard like a prison mop. You like that one?
A regular mop?
Oh, you you use a mop in prison, it's gonna look like Dave's beard.
Oh, but that makes sense, I guess.
There's like shit in it, and like it's black, and you know, some of it still is white, you know, so.
I love it.
Like a prison mop.
Yeah, like a prison mop.
Yeah. hey, look, it was the first one in a couple weeks I had to use in one of the.
I like it. I like it. I just thought it was funny. That's so funny.
It's not as funny when I have to explain it.
Billy S. is from the Simplewood Wood Co. Eric, the unofficial lube of the podcast from Bumble Shoots. Alan from ACC Creates.
Time out. Time out. What? The other day when he was like, I just did 600 wax cans or whatever. And your next response was, I pooped twice today. I was dying, dude. I thought, oh my God, Luke, you're just fucking killing me.
Anyway. I didn't want to understate his accomplishment, but, you know, we both accomplished some things that day.
Don't forget, anybody, you were at AAC Creates.
Yeah, right. ACC underscore Creates? I don't know. He's asked us not to mention him on multiple occasions. He's a nice dude. The Collingwood Canoe Company with Larry Fitzgerald, who occasionally will mention things on the Joiner group, and I always are like, oh yeah, he's still in here. Good. Glad you're here, man. Grant from Dad Crafted, who made that really cool Lego shelf. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations.
He posted the other day.
I mean, look, the algorithm forgot who he was, so I didn't see it. I'll have to go dig into his account. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Woodworks. He has not sent me a ridiculous idea in a long time. Kamani from Van Straight Designs.
Van Straight.
And the fine folks, Luke and Priscilla and Lily at P.L. Smith. He has got some cool stuff he's working on. So I'm giving him a hard time. I'm like, get that shop done, bro.
Yeah. I never see him. Yeah, I haven't seen him post in a while.
Well, we gotta wrap this shit up. I gotta go pick up my car.
Go get your car, man.
I've never
seen it. Where's your car?
I know, right? So, hey, take it away, Tim. Balls.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.